that Chair Powell's testimony proved to be way more hawkish than the prepared remarks, and this proved to be quite disruptive for financial markets on Tuesday. The big headline came from the Q&A where Powell said it was finally time to retire the term transitory. Clearly, there is now a greater sensitivity to rising inflation that might be here to stay, and this pressures the Fed into needing to move towards tighter, less investor-friendly monetary policy. There has since been some attempts to stabilize the market, with U.S. equity futures already trying to push back to the top side and the U.S. dollar coming under some pressure in early Wednesday trade. But at the same time, if we see more follow-through from this shift in Fed thinking, if inflation metrics continue to run hot, and if this new coronavirus variant proves to be more of a headache than it's already been, we could see a quick resumption of that risk-off flow. Key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of German retail sales, German manufacturing PMIs, U.S. ADP employment, U.S. ISM manufacturing, U.S. construction spending, and the Fed beige book late in the day. That's all for now.